This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. It is now December 8th. I really need to get shopping. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Oh my gosh. Good morning. Have you not started shopping?
My wife and daughter were wrapping gifts yesterday, and I thought to myself, it's early. They're not awake. I have a couple of presents hidden in my trunk, like where my spare tire would be. Nothing's wrapped, and they're wrapping gifts. Like, I have done better in recent years. I've always procrastinated. But, yeah, I'm not started at all.
You need to.
Just a couple gifts, but that's it.
Really need to get a jump on that. I mean, are you physically shop or you online shop?
Both. It's a mix. Yeah. It's a mix of both. So, yeah, I know a couple of things that I'm going to get. And, but yeah, I'm.
This concerns
17
me.
Days.
This concerns me.
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna leave halfway through the show.
Yeah, you need to get moving. You need to get moving on that.
And gift cards just don't cut it.
I was gonna say you got yours truly gift cards downstairs.
Yeah,
the backup.
That's not gonna cut it. I mean, they have several locations and they're fine. I mean, we had it last week. That's great, but now it's not gonna cut it. EMCs, good morning to you. We hope that your weekend was a good one. We're going to. Is it official? Or we're releasing the.
It's official. It's happening. We have a few things to address first, but yeah, it's happening.
Oh my gosh, there's so many different things.
One glaring thing. I mean, please tell me we're addressing this on the air.
We'll address it on the air. I blocked some of the comments because I thought they were rude.
Did you really?
I'll be perfectly honest.
I didn't read any of the rude
I didn't
ones.
Think some of them were very funny, and I'll be perfectly honest. Some of them, I either wasn't in the mood, or I just was like, you know, I'm going to hide some of these. I thought that they were rude. So I blocked
I was astonished.
Which I never do. I don't think I've ever done it in the history of the show. I just must not have been feeling it yesterday.
Okay. Well, we'll address that. I mean, it's a serious issue and it's something that's come up with you before. This time it's false, though. I mean, this time it is 100% false, but we do need to address it.
Also, you need to shave your legs. All right.
Apparently.
There's some great comments. We'll get to that. So, yes, the matching Christmas PJs, Christmas card that is for you for listening to the show, whether it's year-round, whether it's now, we appreciate that. Thank you so much. Your card's going to be dropping here right after 7 o'clock. There are a lot of comments to get to prior to that, which we certainly will. But first, you need to help us. Kick off the show with Christmas Carol in an Envelope.
It's a song. It's a Christmas song. You just have to guess what it is.
Yes, I do. Probably been thinking about it all weekend long.
Oh, it's so much.
We just need the title. All right, who's kicking off the show? Star 102, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
We're doing great. Are you excited for your Jen and Tim Show Christmas card that are matching pajamas except for mine?
Oh, yeah.
I had to wear shorts.
His match,
in my
though.
Christmas card.
They do
People
match.
People think my socks are dirty because they assume that's the case because they think my feet are dirty because I don't scrub them in the shower. It is now transferred over to my sock apparel, apparently, which we have to talk about coming up here at 7 o'clock. But, yeah, so we're excited to release the card to you because we appreciate you listening. And we really appreciate you being an EMC and having a guest for Christmas Carol in the Envelope.
So what's your guess today?
Okay, I tried to guess this last year. How about I want a hippopotamus for Christmas?
That's not it.
I think our animal coverage has been hit. We have the donkey guess.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
And we now have the hippo guess.
Also not it.
I also noticed that you didn't start with the Browns losing as the first story of the three things.
I went second today.
I appreciate that. Let's talk about some winners next. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Browns loss. We're not focusing on that. You know what we're going to do? We're going to focus on the winners. I guess technically from Friday throughout the weekend. Avon football, state champs.
Now that's exciting.
Glenville, also state champs. And Kirtland just refuses to lose. I don't think they lost my entire time I've lived in Mentor, which has been about 12 years.
Are they state champs?
Yes, they always win.
How exciting.
I was driving back from my mother-in-law's. I've mentioned this a few times. Then I live in Menor, and to get down to Chesterland, there's a route that's called 306. You drive through Kirtland to get to Chesterland.
You traveled over the weekend.
I know. Like, I did travel. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You said I travel. You're the one that pushes back and said I don't travel.
Now
you say I do travel.
So I was being snarky.
Getting a little confusing.
I was being snarky.
So they have the, it worked. So they had the scoreboard on the high school football field, and it said, state champ. It was so funny because it's all pitch black back there because it's usually just the football field, right? There's nothing on. I said, oh, somebody left the scoreboard on. Oh, they did it on purpose. It's just showing all the, you know, the championships and everything.
That's so cool.
Those three
programs. Exciting for those kids.
It's just much better to focus on that.
For sure. Yeah, because, it's a shame.
I mean, they lost to a team that won one game the entire year.
Yeah.
We're not focused on that. We're focused on the champs. So, once again, state champions, congratulations. If for some reason I missed somebody, definitely DM us. Jen and Tim Show or Star 102. I might have. It's about 37 minutes away or so on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It will be dropping on our social media pages. It is Jen and Tim. If you are on Facebook, first of all, give us a follow. Give us a like. We appreciate that. A lot of times it's the easiest way to get into the show, and we can read your comments there. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, if you're on X, so is the Jen and Tim Show. Of course, follow the station, too. We're always checking those comments as well. Star 102, Cleveland. But you're the matching Christmas PJs, Christmas card for all of our listeners is going to drop right around 7 o'clock.
It's important to know you haven't seen this either. You haven't seen the
card. I have not. That's true.
I haven't
seen it at all.
I almost texted you yesterday and said, hey, do you want like a final edit? Do you want to look at this? And you typically don't. So
yeah,
we
talked about it Friday off the air. And I said that I really like to see it. And I think it's been every year. I don't know. We've done this a long time. But I really like to see it when everybody else sees it. You know, I did the pictures. I know it's going to be great. I know the possible designs because those were pitched. I know what I physically did.
Yeah.
As my part of the card.
Right.
So obviously I have like some insight. Obviously I'm on the card, but I have no idea what the final product. I don't know what you choose. I have no idea what you and Stevie chose. And I know Stevie behind the scenes, ton of work with this. This is not easy.
She did a great job. A lot of back and forth yesterday, just getting the edits perfect. And it is perfect. And it's definitely unique this year. Last year was great. We sat in front of the Cleveland sign. This year, a little different. Like you said, the poses were different. So we're excited to reveal it.
Yeah. So that'd be about 7 o'clock. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Well, we noticed a trend on our Jen and Tim Show Facebook page.
Oh, no.
Posted a picture, a little sneak peek of the Christmas card, and all the comments seem to have a similar thought.
Similar theme. And
our listeners have a foot fetish.
No, you cannot.
I think that our listeners, deep down inside,
not true,
have some type of foot fetish.
I would have never, first of all.
That makes me feel better, what you're about to say.
That's weird. I would have never in a million years thought this, what everybody started saying. And then I read the comments about your feet yet again and thought, what?
Would you have thought of this, Stevie, prior to the?
No.
Okay.
Never. But I also saw
I feel better about that.
We saw him in real life.
Correct.
And then I look at him in the picture too. And I think because I saw him in real life, I'm still not sure I get it. But they're making a connection, I think, between things we talk about on the show and your feet.
I thought they were nice. I think that's why my low key feelings were a little bit hurt with the comments over the weekend.
Oh, were they?
It never happens.
Oh.
And I saw that and I thought to myself, I don't know what they are talking about because I was thinking like, I thought these were an actual nice item. Not that I put thought into it or, you know.
They're cute.
But it went the totally wrong direction
over
the last 24 hours.
I was stunned, and it's as if, like, I couldn't believe it, because there's already a foot storyline for you, so we have to get it to.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, the foot storyline.
Yeah. Well, you're going to love this, all of you that comment on it, you foot freaks.
Stop that!
Foot
Stop
chat.
That!
Well, I'm telling you, in between the toes, we get in there next!
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So we posted a sneak peek of our annual Christmas card on Facebook yesterday, and there seemed to be a trend in the comments on the post. And it just shows our legs and our feet, I guess. A little sneak peek of the pajamas.
Yes, they're super cute, right?
Yeah,
they all
match.
And then
we got some comments, and there was a theme in a couple of these. So one of them from Katrina says, how many thought Tim had dirty socks on and scrolled in? And then someone else said, why do Tim's socks look dirty? I'm dead. LOL. Love and hugs all. Great pick. And then someone made a realization. They said, it definitely looks like Tim's socks could be dirty until you zoom in to look at real close. I feel like he did that on purpose because people get on him about scrubbing his feet in the shower. LOL.
You famously on the show have said you don't wash your feet in the shower. You don't ever scrub them. You just let water roll on them and you think that's fine to
keep
them clean.
That is correct.
So the fact that someone, even when I saw the comment, and I think it was the first one you read, did anyone else think Tim's socks were dirty? Mm-hmm. I died. Like, I'm like, is someone punking us? Like, what is going on? Because not a dot, even like after reading that people thought that, I look at the socks and don't think they're dirty. And I think it's because of what you said, Stevie. We saw them live. They're like
just like a cream.
Like a marled cream and brown color.
They're like a fuzzy, like nicer sock.
Yes.
Yeah, they're my camp socks. I love those socks.
Those are a great, they're like an American Eagle sock
yes.
or a J. Crew sock.
J. Crew, of course. They're like, whatever. Yeah.
They're cute socks. I never ever. So do you think people are thinking that it's the middle part that's dirty?
Or
the
Yeah, because I think it's like, because it's like cream and white combo mix.
I read the first few comments, and I'll be honest, just to echo what you're saying, I did not understand what they were talking about because I'm thinking to myself, wait, were the bottoms dirty from us walking, you know, downstairs at the photo shoot? Maybe they're talking about the bottom. I looked at it again. I thought, I don't know what they're talking about. And then I looked at, I don't know what producer Stevie uses to wash her socks, but those are next level bright and shining white. And then next to mine that are not white, they're meant to be the, like you meant the off white, the, I don't know, the tannish type of sock that I have on makes them look even worse, let alone with the foot storyline. It all just came together in that picture.
You think people thought filth from your feet was 100%. Like seeping through the socks and making your socks dirty.
Yeah, like seeping through the cotton or whatever it might, the wool blend of the sock that my that people are so afraid of my feet that it actually seeped through the sock and made it dirty. I think that's literally the takeaway of what happened,
I could not
believe that was the case. We're just trying to do a tease picture, which was my idea to do this thing.
Yes,
true.
It was.
Well, you claim that your feet are clean.
Come here, touch them.
The way the water just rinses down
over them, which so doesn't really get the bottom back.
Can somebody, I understand that this song's only going to be 4 minutes, and this is going to be a big ask. If you could go to our socials, it's just on Facebook. I don't know if we shared
it. No, I have it on Instagram as well.
Okay, so if it's on Insta. It's Jen and Tim Show on Insta. It's Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. If you could just take a look at the picture that was posted yesterday and be honest with me, tell me if it looks like my socks are dirty. 216-343-1021. I would just like to talk to one person. Dirty socks on Star 102.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Star 102, good morning.
Hey, Tim. First of all, I do the same thing. I swish my feet in water and soapy water.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you don't wash your feet.
Exactly, because there's gallons and gallons of soapy water that rinse those feet.
Right.
Did you see my sock picture? Did you see my socks by any chance?
I did not. However, I think it's kind of ridiculous people would even think that.
Yeah. I think just a lot of our listeners have foot fetishes.
I don't think
and
that.
And they don't want to admit it.
That.
I think that's what's going on
really
here.
Really creeping me out.
The Jen and Tim Show, it's new. It's called The Foot Crew.
No, it is not.
We have the EMCs, and then from 6:30 to 7, we had our foot crew.
No, we don't have a foot crew.
Our matching PJ's Christmas card dropping at 7 o'clock on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Jen and Tim show Star 102 on all the socials. We do it for you every single year. Just one of the ways we can say thank you so much for listening to the Jen and Tim show. Even if it's just during Christmas music, we appreciate that. If it's 5 minutes a day, if it's every day of the week, if it's every day of the year, we appreciate you. And we will prove that in now 7 minutes.
We put up a teaser photo. Some people saying your socks look dirty. They were not dirty. They're just like a... They're a tan-colored sock. Justine says, it definitely looks like Tim's socks could be dirty until you zoom in to look real close. I feel like he did that on purpose because people get on him about scrubbing his feet in the shower and how you don't do that.
Maybe you shouldn't have used fake tanner on your legs to make him look tan. And then your socks would have
Yes.
Not saying that's what you did, but yeah. You do look very tan.
You do.
People are saying that. Why do my legs look tan? Or are they just hairy?
I don't know.
Is it tan or hairy? We're going to play around with tan or hairy. Look
I
at that,
think
too.
It could
we're not
be a combo, but I do think they are tan for a winter.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Nice winter,
for a winter
tan.
Leg.
Did you spray tan before the
photo? No, I did not spray tan.
Because you are in a short compared
to our
pants.
I spray tan, but the actual spray, I sprayed my feet with my socks on. That was the issue.
That's the problem.
All right, I'll go.
I was just going to say one more. Beth said, not dirty, just a Heather-like sock. And that's very accurate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have burned those socks along with my salmon pants now, by the way. All right, do my socks look dirty? Go ahead.
Well, I have to tell you, when I first saw them, I also did zoom in. And it's not that they just look dingy. They look like you didn't use bleach or, I mean, and yeah, they were just dingy.
They do look that way now that I've seen them. And then, unfortunately, I'm standing next to producer Stevie that I don't know what level bleach she uses for her clothing. Her, you should go. Like, she should endorse whatever she's using to clean those socks.
The most crisp
Stevie,
socks of life.
Yeah. Stevie, I mean.
Well, your socks aren't even supposed to be white.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Correct.
I think people are assuming they should be white and they look brown.
They think I'm Pigpen.
Yeah, they're not.
That's
they're not
what they think.
When I zoomed in, I did. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't even comment because I'm like, oh, they're not even supposed to be white.
There we go. Right. Not supposed to be white. Thank you very much. So today's a big day. Maybe this is your first time listening to the Jen and Tim show. Maybe you listen to it all year long. Maybe you've listened to it the entire time that we've been a show. Whatever it might be, we really appreciate you listening to the show, and we mean that. All year long, we go back and forth, and we have fun. There's storylines, and Jen and I back in 06, 07. Oh, 06, 07. Used to date. That was kind of the premise of the show, putting exes in the studio to do a show. Then you have producer Stevie, who just does a tremendous job behind the scenes, on the air. I mean, the list goes on and on with the jobs that she does that makes the show go. And one of the ways we say thank you very much is our annual matching PJ's Christmas card, which is something that your family had been doing for years for people that don't know.
Ever since I was a kid, we would open one gift on Christmas Eve, put on our Christmas PJs, and then enjoy the evening, and you wear those Christmas PJs that night into the next day. So we brought the tradition to the Jen and Tim show, and every year for many, many years now, we get matching Christmas PJs. We take a matching Christmas PJs photo, and we post it as our Christmas card, a gift to our listeners.
So, I'm sorry. You can keep going. I didn't mean
to
interrupt
you.
I apologize.
Each year, and you know, the first few years, we just took a photo in the PJs. Like, oh, this is cute. We wanted a cute photo. And every year we try to up our game with the creativity, with the, you know, because you don't want to just see a basic photo every year. So this year we really tried to kick it up a notch.
I play the husband role in the show where I just am told where and when to be.
That's exactly right.
That's kind of my role. Mm-hmm. Where? When? What time? What do I wear? Done? Okay, that's it.
Yes.
I have not looked at this card yet. The card is posted. Where do we have it posted, producer Stevie?
It's on the Jen and Tim show and Star 102 Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, so it is now posted. The card is for you. Take a look. Leave some comments, some likes, some love, some this, that, whatever it might be. I haven't looked at it. I'm going to look at it with you. The annual Christmas card is available at Star 102 Cleveland's Christmas station. This Christmas card is for you.
We're getting a lot of wonderful comments so far, but I'm most curious for you to look at it, Tim, because you haven't seen it yet. Stevie and I, Stevie really worked on this.
Thank you, Stevie.
And did such an awesome job. And
I'm excited to see Tim's reaction.
Me too. Are you clicking on it now?
So, Jen and Tim show on Facebook.
And we are wearing matching PJs. Tim's in shorts.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me right now.
What do you think?
I'm zooming in.
On what?
On their... So, I'm not even going to be able to describe this. I'm just kind of glad that you can't even see my socks. That's where I'm going first. And we are in the shape, we are laying down in the shape of a Christmas tree, then superimposed on top of the Christmas tree, next to a fireplace in the mantle. Merry Christmas, love the Jen and Tim show. That could not have been easy to execute.
No, it was not easy, but I liked it because the picture looks real. It looks fun. It doesn't look AI. I feel like the AI images all look the same these days.
Right.
So this one, it's giving nostalgic.
This is all by, yeah, Stevie it's by fun. Hand, not yes. AI. That star on your head, you are lighting up that Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. She centered it just ever so perfectly. Someone even commented that your shorts really bring it all together.
They
Tim.
Don't. I don't know why. My legs are just so... They're so... It's just so weird. You have long pants. You're laying horizontally, if you were, you know, parallel to the ground. If you're looking at the Christmas tree, let's just say it's an 8-foot tree. So you are like laying across the bottom. Then Stevie's in the middle. Then I'm up top. But I am perpendicular to the two of you.
Right.
And I'm looking at this myself. I said, do I have something green on my head? Yeah, and I did during the photo shoot. Yeah. I forgot about that.
I gave you a headband.
I thought you put something on there. No.
That was on your head.
That was on your head. You did. I think we each had a headband on of some sort, but the way Stevie and I are laying down, it's hard.
I've learned I don't know how to pose my face the proper way when laying down for pictures.
Listen, nobody does, Stevie. This was not the most flattering pose for...
No, we were very close in this photo shoot.
We were very close. Our arms were touching. The photo shoot was awkward, let's be honest. And the way some of the photos turned out were terrible. But this, in the end, and then talk about placement of the Christmas tree bulbs. Stevie had to really think that through. There were a couple dangerous ones yesterday we had to move around that were
Oh, that could have been bad.
Yeah, they were not.
I appreciate that.
Right.
The bulbs could have been bad.
You had a straggler. Had a straggling light. But Stevie was able to, I think everything is placed properly now.
So the Christmas card, once again, producer Stevie, where can they find it?
It is on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, the Star 102 Facebook page, Jen and Tim Show and Star 102 Instagram.
Do we get to the stocking question? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. If you're just joining us, first of all, good morning. We hope your weekend was a good one. Your official Jen and Tim Show Christmas card, or matching PJ's Christmas card, has been released. If you get time now or sometime during the day or in the next couple days or whatever, take a look, because it is for you. It is our way to say thank you for listening to Star 102. Thank you for listening to the Jen and Tim Show.
And I have to say, all the comments, we will read those all day long. They are already amazing. And thank you for posting them. Please continue to do so all day because they're great. What's your stocking question?
I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
Oh,
it wasn't mine. We actually had a good one, but we did. So if you look at the picture, and I do have, I can ask the question. So we are superimposed over a tree. You have to just look. I can't go through the entire thing.
It's very hard to explain.
But there are four stockings on the fireplace, on the mantle. Mm-hmm. There's four stockings. There's three of us. So what did you do?
Well, it was really hard to get rid of one because that's kind of how the picture was. Like, it's like a backdrop of a living room. So it came with four, and I thought, what else should I put on the fourth one? Like, I asked Jen, I'm like, what should I put on the fourth one? And then I was like, you know what? Never mind. I don't need advice. I have two names, producer Stevie.
So you get two stockings?
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Stevie gets two.
I mean, you really did all the work anyway. You should probably have four stockings.
So we have four stockings, Jen, Tim, producer Stevie.
I thought it was perfect.
It's perfect. You did a great job.
I feel like it's our Christmas card every year, and this one in particular, I feel like it's almost one of those, like a Netflix series or a movie that you could watch over and over again, and you catch little things the next time. Or you were talking a lot about watching Stranger Things off the air because you binge the entire thing with your son. I'm on, get through season 5, and you rewatch it, and you probably saw a bunch of things that maybe you either forgot or didn't see the first time around or whatever. I feel like this card's very similar.
Very similar. And someone, by the way, just asked, you can barely see Tim's socks. They don't look dirty. Yeah, it's not this photo. There was a previous teaser photo where everyone thought they looked dirty. Because since this sock issue came up, and if you're not caught up, you can see that on our social media pages. Immediately, I zoomed in to see if we could see your socks in this. You could barely see them. So
no,
they don't look dirty.
They're back
Good
in the
news.
Tree. They're back
and
in the tree.
Yeah, they're really just, you stuffed your legs right into that tree when we hoisted you up there.
And do we, I mean, have we, and we need to get to three things. Have we let them know? I mean, that was the placement of the photo shoot.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
that's how we were laying.
We laid that way.
Together.
It wasn't
separate.
Tim, go over here and do this, and I'll make this. I mean, this was the photo. One of them. There were a couple of ideas. This was the photo shoot. I mean, we were that close together.
Oh, yeah.
And my pasty legs, like, oh, they're right there on Stevie.
You're right
by Stevie.
Stevie and I,
sure
like,
were.
Linked arms. Like, we were skin to skin.
Feet.
Yes,
yeah,
we were.
Arm.
You
down.
Should see the photo gallery of the amount of photos of that pose. And by the way, that wasn't the only pose. So you're perpendicular to us in that. if you recall, there's another one where you were laying straight as well, because we weren't sure exactly. I mean, I knew I wanted to put us in a Christmas tree shape, but to actually lay down and to try and create that is not
the easiest
thing.
Yeah, we didn't
know
how it was going to work.
And a very special thanks to Christy for taking those photos.
Yes, it wouldn't happen without her. So once again, check out the card. We will read those comments all morning show long. We appreciate you listening to the show. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It is the Jen and Tim show.
What is that look on your face? What's happening? Are you reading comments?
I think we got our first negative review
of our Christmas card. I'm surprised this is our first.
I haven't been scrolling through the comments. I've been working. I can't go through all the comments. It was one. It's not even really a negative comment. It's just
what they say.
A desire to go back to something else. We'll get to it.
Oh, boy.
So we have launched our Christmas card to you. Please check it out on all of the socials. I also saw an Angie Christian tagged us, and this is appropriate because apparently today's National Christmas Tree Day. So talking about that and going into 12 trees, like, this is perfect, courtesy of Sugar Pines Farm.
Yes, and we're doing something special. It's called the 12 Trees of Christmas, and every day someone gets awarded a Christmas tree, someone who needs a little extra holiday joy, someone who is extra deserving of it.
It is the season of giving, so let's give in 3.5 minutes on Star 102. It's the 12 Trees of Christmas on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. This is powered by Sugar Pines Farm. I just drove past there. My mother-in-law lives like literally right down the road. I was just in Chesterland over the weekend. I'm like, oh, there's Sugar Pines Farm. Everybody talking about it, everybody getting their trees there. And thank you very much for being a part of the show and a part of the station.
So Ashley wants Colin of Avon Lake to get a Sugar Pines Farm Christmas tree. Saying, why does this person deserve a little extra holiday cheer? Well, he loves going to get a fresh tree every year. Sometimes multiple tree farms. Find the perfect one. It's his favorite part of the holidays. It would be awesome if he won. Well, good news, Ashley. Colin is getting a Christmas tree.
And also, there's no need to go to multiple tree farms if you go to Sugar Pines Farm. Like, that is the stop. So, congratulations. We appreciate that. Colin, we hope you enjoy your tree, buddy. And Ashley, thank you for going to the website and nominating Colin. That's going to be really, really cool. So you don't have to worry about that during the holiday season. That Christmas tree is yours. If you haven't nominated somebody, or maybe you have somebody in mind that is Christmas tree deserving, I'm sure you do, just let us know at star102cleveland.com. Our matching PJ's Christmas card did drop about an hour and 20 minutes ago.
We're getting such great comments, and we can't say thanks enough for taking the time to leave us a message. Mary Jo says, awesome idea. Wishing all of you a Merry Christmas. Christina says, OMG, this is amazing. Slightly disturbing, yet fantastic. Love your show. Thank you, Christina. Scott says, there are some things you just can't unsee. This is one
That's
of them.
That's my buddy Scott.
Is it?
In Menor. Yeah, I saw that one.
I
apologize. His sister also listens to the show.
Well, thank you for listening. Kristen has a concern. She says, cute, but please go with pajama pants for everyone next time. Pajama shorts on guys just look like boxer underwear.
Thank you.
That would be you, Tim.
Any possible option of fabric, of stores, of design, the list goes on and on. And I get shorts. I get shorts. You both match.
You
and
match.
I get shorts.
Your shorts are the exact same print we all have in my holiday era t-shirts on. Very relevant this year. It's perfect.
Thank you, Kristen. I made sure to reply, yeah, Jen, nobody wants to see my Christmas thighs. That's exactly what I replied. So thank you very much for that. It's a great card.
Apparently, everyone wants to see your Christmas thighs. They love it.
The rest of
they
the comments, all talk. Yeah, you're right.
They don't all talk about.
They're all no, they thigh don't. Related.
Okay. No, they're not.
So it was feet going into this. They're very Tim aware.
They are.
Very Tim aware.
Very.
It was dirty socks, or what was perceived as dirty socks, from yesterday's tees, and now it is
shorts compared to pants.
It is shorts compared to pants.
That's it. That's all you got to say. There's nothing else to say about
thighs.
That, Tim.
I'm just saying that's what the thrust of the comments
I didn't
are.
Ask you because, you know, this was a Stevie and I brainchild here. Do you like the card? Because you don't participate in the... excuse me?
It's okay.
What do you mean, I mean, it's okay.
I'm kidding. It's great. There's a lot of hard work in that. I love paint. Please, when you click on that, so... pay attention to our positioning and pay attention to the stockings. That's all I'm going to say.
There you go.
Anybody mention the stockings yet? We can't get to it yet, but did they mention?
No, I mentioned yes, those stockings? Actually, there's comments. I mean,
please
it's unique. It's a unique situation.
Yeah.
The second unique situation.
The Christmas card is
great.
The Christmas card is great. We appreciate you listening to the show. It is for you. Whenever you get a chance, whether it's now or maybe throughout the day today, definitely go to the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102 socials. It is all for you. I don't pose like that just for anybody. Literally for nobody except for the listeners. My hammies still hurt from positioning.
You were definitely, and you had your ab was you because you had to do like a little bit of a lean up. Stevie and I were just laying flat, but it was a unique situation.
It's for you.
It was unique, that's for sure. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.